As we look at it, and I'm going to give numbers that were real as of the end of the day yesterday. So whatever's happening today, I don't have anything in my spreadsheet yet. But as of the end of the day yesterday, so after 9 days of students in the buildings, if we just look at that time, students, staff in the buildings, we had 8 positive cases. So 8 individual staff members or students with positive diagnosis of COVID-19. Of those 8, 2 had been in our buildings. And so that sounds interesting, but remember that we were coming out of summer break into August 10th. So we might have had a positive test somewhere in those first few days, and the student or staff member was not in our buildings, but we had a positive test. That counts. Additionally, we have students who are not in our buildings anyway, but we're going to get information about them from the Bartholomew County Health Department. So if it's a student, we're notified, and they're enrolled in our school. So whether they're Bridge, Columbus Virtual Pathway, or physically in our buildings, it's going to count as one of our numbers. So we have 8 positive cases. Of those 8, 2 were actually in the buildings. Of those 2, we had 9 close contacts that were identified, close contacts being described as an individual within 6 feet for 15 minutes or more of that person with a positive case 48 hours prior to the test being administered or symptoms appearing. So we have to go through this very detailed process. And Pete, going back to what you were asking earlier, our nurses also have a bunch of extra work to do here, right, to process all of that, get things documented, and make sure that we handle it as safely as possible. So we do feel like, you know, if we look at that number, that would be a per capita rate of 4.4 if we use 13,000 as the number. We've been challenged on that 13,000 a little bit in terms of, well, that's not right because we don't have that many people in the building. And I understand that question, but the positive rate that we're getting is based upon our students and our staff members. And we have about 11,000 students, a little over actually. We have about 2,000 staff members. So we use 13,000. So although we might have some kids not in our buildings, and we are counting that positive test because it's getting reported for us. And when the Indiana State Department of Health will start reporting this data, which I think will be maybe late September based upon an announcement from a day or two ago, I think they're going to do it by day and maybe by school. I don't recall that piece. But regardless, and going back again, that remote piece is we would have a student reported as a positive case, whether they're in our building or not, as long as they're enrolled in our school corporation. So that's why we've used that 13,000 number and that per capita rate of 4.4. And just to put that into perspective, with that red, yellow, green thing that I mentioned earlier, 4.4 per capita rate would be in the green. The community's per capita rate right now it's dropped below 20, but it had gotten to 20. I think it was 18 yesterday or Wednesday. That's in red. So at least it goes back to why we think we're at least mitigating things okay at this point, John, is that the community looks one way. Our school corporation, with bringing 8,300 students back into it and a couple of thousand staff members and whatnot, is at least seeming to mitigate with the mitigation strategies, manage the situation as best as it can at this point.